אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 439 מתוך ההקדמה לספר
זוהר.
אנחנו באות חפתת, ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור
באתר. We are reading from Kabbalah for the student, page 124, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, number 29. Now we can resolve the above second inquiry. What is our role in the long chain of reality, of which we are but tiny links during the short span of our days? Know that our work during the 70 years of our days is divided into four.
Well, it's clear to us that it's not talking about this, our 70 years, but all in all, how we go through the whole process, how it all is divided into 70 years until we don't reach the whole correction, then we go through all the years in this year, our animalistic living, but more the livelihood of our spirit, which is all these years.
The first division is to obtain the excessive will to receive without restraints in its full corrupted measure from under the hands of the four impure worlds, Abia. If we do not have that corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to correct it, for one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus, the will to receive, imprinted in the body at birth, is insufficient. Rather, it must also be a vehicle for the impure klipot for no less than 13 years.
Meaning, until we go and connect to the big desires that we acquire through our dealings that are unique in the Torah and mitzvot and the group and study and all kinds of things, until we really come to this big desire to receive, it's against spirituality, meaning the spiritual, egotistical desire. Not that I want to acquire all the world. Then this is called that I came to the age of 13 years. Yes, read it again.
Again. The first division is to obtain the excessive will to receive without restraints in its full corrupted measure from under the hands of the four impure worlds, Abia. If we do not have that corrupted will to receive, we will not be able to correct it, for one cannot correct that which is not in him. Thus, the will to receive imprinted in the body at birth is insufficient. Rather, it must also be a vehicle for the impure klipot for no less than 13 years. This means...
Okay? What? Do you understand? Even though you have an excessive desire to receive more than anything in the whole world, it's still not enough.
Look here how they're leading us to oblivion. Look, what do I mean? He brings you to a state that brings you to a lack of choice but to give you blows. Look, it's written here. Yeah, what is this thing? If I want... I'm always mad about this. Well, maybe it's right what it says here, but look, he brings you to oblivion, to brings you there so you'll get there and get blows. Does that seem rational? Why is that rational?
Yes. It says, come to Pharaoh because I burdened his heart and he will give you blows and then you'll want to escape from him. Well, he cannot take you out of the bad before the bad is revealed in a way that you can't stand it already. But first you have to get to know the bad fully. How? You know, in this world they say, to you, oh, don't go here, don't go there, don't go here. But in spirituality there's no such thing. In spirituality they say, oh, go into the wicked and to the gangsters and those who drink and those that are with the druggies and go and get hug with Haman and with Bilam and Balak and with Og and Esav and whoever you want. Yes?
Look,
otherwise, how will he correct all these vessels? This is actually his corrupted soul. It's his soul. It's not something foreign. He has to acquire these vessels to feel that they're his, that he acquired them, and then to recognize the evil in them and develop and rise above them.
So what do you want to say, Rav? That I have to be evil to advance spirituality? I'm a good person. Really, I'm a good person. I don't do bad to anybody. Yeah, they're laughing because everybody is... everybody flaws on their own flaws. That's why they're laughing. Look, I don't have an intention to hurt anybody, and I want to advance spiritually. What, I have to be so evil, such a bad person, only do bad to people? Only like that I can advance spiritually?
I'll tell you, my son. Yes. No one can correct anything that's other than what's in him. So how will you correct? I'll tell you. Only the approach is different. There's a problem. If I want to kill someone, yeah, like terrorist, yeah, he come and kill. Or I go to love him and feel that actually I'm willing to kill him. Is there a difference or not? What?
Yeah, there's a difference, but...
So, the difference is that by doing so, then I discover the evil against me. Otherwise, I just discover the quality, the attribute that I want to kill him. And I'll do it, and I'm right, and I'm bad, so therefore I'm killing him. There's a huge difference in the whole approach. Until 13 years, when we say that a person needs to develop, 13 is just in parentheses. It's clear, yes? So there won't be some... I don't know how to say it. Bar mitzvah. 13, yes? This is in parentheses. This is totally Yud Gimel, 13 years. This is totally not the years. This is a degree. It's a very high degree. What are these Yud Gimel years, these 13 years, that I yearn for love, let's say, for bestowal? And then I discover myself that I am, who am I? Bad. You understand? It's a condition that otherwise it's not called that I'm advancing in 13 years. That in all, I'm in the process of correction towards the Creator. For each and every one, to the degree that I want to be close to him, to hug him, to kiss him, to be with love with him, meaning to fill him, or don't do to others that you don't what is hated on you, or love thy friend as thyself. To that degree, at the time, I discover that I am opposite. That's the period. Yes. meaning you discover qualities, desires, inclinations of yours that you never discovered. You never noticed, because they're spiritual, these qualities. They're spiritual. They're from the four worlds of Abiya, of impurity. That's where you discover them, above your animalistic point, which is of this world. You rise in height. It's all against this, that you're yearning for good and discover the bad. Once again, yearn for the good, discover the bad. Well, until when? So either you're stopped or not. If you stop, everything disappears. If you don't stop, when does it not stop? You turn to the group, to the study, to the Creator, to all there is. Just help me get stronger. Help me judge everything to the side of merit. And what is discovered in you then are called the transgressions and sins, which weren't there before. You never felt what it is to have 613 corrupted, shattered desires. You never felt them this way.
No.
And?
So maybe the meaning of Moshe that we were speaking before, that's Yud Gimel?
I remember my son said that they say that the teacher told us their Rebbe in classroom when they were studying in the seminary. The Rebbe said that soon we'll be more than 13 years, then we will be better. Because until then, he's in the evil inclination. Later also, the good inclination comes. I thought, well, okay, the Rebbe is also in some state he's in. But okay, that's how he's teaching them, at least something. Later, you can correct.
So, whoever comes to study Kabbalah, this whole, all the people here are evil.
If they're advancing. If they're not advancing, they're not good or bad. They're like everyone. If a person is good, then he becomes bad.
So it's hard to live with him. It's hard to sit with him.
Right.
It's unpleasant to be with him.
No, not true. Because he's working on this. He understands who he is and what he is and how others are. He's in a struggle with himself. He helps others and others help him. And this is in order, it's like, it's in the millstones. To really work out there, or like with the teeth, to truly grind. I don't know how to say it, but to truly make from it something that you can swallow. And he works with everyone, and everyone understands. And we need to suffer some such people, and their bursts, and all the states they're going to through, and support all these states that they're going through. Yeah, these are difficult times, yes.
So I'm telling you, me here, sometimes I feel like running away. I'm saying, what is this thing? I'd rather go talk to people outside. It's more pleasant to sit with them. And here it's unpleasant for me. So how do I do it here?
Of course it's not pleasant.
I'm sitting here. Somebody should be spiritual and be nice to you. And
no. No. I never saw, if I come to a place to buy a new car, there's here, what's his name? A Porsche. Enter and see how everything is clean and shiny and what. Go to the garage where they fix him. What smells, what filth, what disorder, what's going on? It depends where you are. What are they selling you, in short? Therefore, here, it can't be. It's the filthiest job. To correct a man? What could be worse? Yes?
So, let me wrap this up. People outside are listening.
Yeah, we're really expecting.
People coming from outside, they're coming in here. They see how people act. It's not one or two. I'm saying, shouldn't person do, like, smile a bit like an American, like, put a little show on, just be a bit nice. This is disgusting. That's what I want to ask about. Don't have to act a bit just to be a bit more pleasant.
There are those that can and there's those that can't. I couldn't do it so much. I personally felt a very strainful burdening from it. And therefore, when I went through these things, I look and I see it's fine. If a person does not harm, truly harm, to the society, all the rest of the things that he goes through, it's okay. It's okay. He can sleep, he can really be with nerves. These are all signs that 13 years are going past him. Yes? Yes.
Friends from Zichon are asking, were the people of Israel, did they go down to Egypt in order to attain that huge desire to receive?
Definitely. That's called Egypt. What is it that they went down? What, do we have to physically go down there to be there?
No.
Yes.
Well, Joseph from Jerusalem is asking, did we reach that big desire to receive before passing the Machsom?
We'll talk about it. Continue.
Meaning, this means the klipot must domain it and give in their lights, for their lights increase its will to receive. That is because the fulfillments that the klipot provide the will to receive only expand and enhance the demands of the will to receive. For example, at birth, he has a desire for only 100 and no more, but when the Sitra Acha provides the 100, the will to receive immediately grows and wants 200. Then, when the Sitra Achra provides fulfillment for the 200, the desire immediately expands to want 400. And if one does not overcome it through Torah and Mitzvot and purifies the will to receive to turn it into bestowal, one's will to receive expands throughout one's life until eventually he dies without attaining half of his desires. This is regarded as being under the Sitra Achra and the Klipot, whose role is to expand and enhance his will to receive and make it exaggerated and unrestrained in any way, to provide one with all the material he needs to work with and correct.
No.
Questions?
Rav, why in our development through still vegetative and animate, the desire to receive doesn't grow like that?
How's it not desire? And it develops, it is developing, but in the degree of this world, not towards godliness.
But here he explained that the desire grows and develops.
Sir. We develop. Still, also develops, and vegetation develops, and animal develops, and living develops even more like this. And these are all the desires that develop in us, that develop this way, all these desires, they're like this. Still, vegetative, animal, and speaking. These are desires of this world. This world. within time. We're not talking about anything that we're talking about now. This is evolution. Evolution. Okay? Now. What we're talking about the development of the desire to receive for correction, meaning that I have totally a new diagram, another one. What kind? That I then need to say, as much as I yearn for connection, for love, in accordance, I discover myself how much more bad I am. So here, for example, that I discover myself in such a way. Here is my exertion or my effort. And here, it will be the recognition of evil. The recognition of evil. Yes,
Rav, that's what I was asking. What's the difference between the development you were talking about in evolution and what we are starting here in the correction? What does the difference come from? In both of them, the desire is growing, but here it's different. Here it's more in quality.
Of course it's qualitative here. I come to the height which is called Yud Gimel, 13 years. I've acquired in this. I've acquired in this all the coarseness, the aviut of the four worlds, these four worlds, according to the efforts that I have given. That's it. Now I have a totally revealed evil recognition. The recognition of evil inclination. I reached the top. That's it. Next.
Item number 30. The second division is from 13 years and on. At that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of holiness, is given strength. Although it is just in his will to receive at birth, it only begins to awaken after 13 years, and then one begins to enter the system of the pure worlds, to the extent that one observes Torah and Mitzvot. The primary aim of that time,
meaning, I have the big, excessive will to receive like this, and in it, there is a point in the heart, which this point in the heart is connected with, you understand that there are no pictures, it's hard to describe this in pictures, that if this light that's connected with this light, and then this light is connected with the point in the heart. And therefore, it starts to operate. When does it start to operate? When? Meaning after 13 years, as I have attained all the desire to receive. In order to receive, after I've attained all the desire to receive, in order to receive, then the point in the heart is awakened, and the connection, or its connection with the Omekif, with the surrounding light. The point exists only when it's like a balloon. I blew it up all the way, then it awakens. It starts. Because you're actually in this balloon, you reached it through Abiyah de Tuman, through the Abiyah of impurity. Otherwise, it does not awaken. It's there inside there, but it's still inside. Okay? What no? Read it again, please.
The second division is from 13 years and on. At that point, the point in the heart, which is the posterior of holiness, is given strength, although it is dressed with his will to receive at birth. It only begins to awaken after 13 years, and then one begins to enter the system of the pure worlds, to the extent that one observes the Torah and mitzvot.
What is this? That one does not correct other than what is inside him. Until you reveal the evil in you, then what's this point to awaken for? Okay? What?
So according to this, our point in the heart isn't awakened yet.
It awakened. You don't know what it's called to be in this excessive desire to receive. Let's say, you don't discover in this anything. We've been through this period. Yes.
That's actually the point of Moshe, that I fill all the Yud Gimel?
No. Don't connect it with anything. I don't want to get confused here.
My question is, what makes it invert itself? That with the point of the heart, what causes it?
Then two forces are revealed in you, one towards the other, the evil inclination on one side, and the point that... Once again, what did we speak of earlier? Exertion, effort. And according to this diagram, you see the diagram? What is effort? What is the effort in? Explain to me. Effort to exit from the ego.
Latzet mi ego.
To exit the ego. Meaning you're in the same direction, the same way. And you're in the evil and you don't care about anything and you're willing to burn and kill everyone. Anyway, you're in mutual guarantee, or at least an inclination to mutual guarantee towards the group, towards connection, towards study. Otherwise, you didn't receive the recognition of evil. Nothing would be given to you. Meaning, if I understand, this is the deficiencies that I build inside of me with the help of the group.
It's like the Creator told Moshe, come with me to Pharaoh. I will show you your evil. Come, make it mad. Like it says that man will always make the evil inclination mad on the good inclination, of course. Yeah. What else? No questions? Okay. Keep going.
The primary aim of that time is to obtain and intensify the spiritual will to receive, because at birth one has only a will to receive for corporeality. Therefore, although one has obtained the excessive will to receive before he turns 13, it is still not the completion of the growth of the will to receive, for the primary intensification of the will to receive is only to spirituality.
In spirituality, it means when you already start working in order to bestow. Because even if he did discover that desire to receive until the 13 years, it's also from a bia of tuma, but it's still not the desire to receive the final one.
This is because, for example, prior to turning 13, one's will to receive wishes to devour all the wealth and respect in the corporeal world. This is apparently not an eternal world, and for all of us, it is but a fleeting shadow. But when one obtains the excessive spiritual will to receive, one wishes to devour for one's own delight all the wealth and delight in the next eternal world, which is an eternal possession.
What is he saying? Tzvika, listen. I'm going to tell you. What do we discover that we want right now? When we want to yearn to unity, we discover how bad we are, meaning against my efforts to be nice to the others, I keep discovering how I don't care, at least I forget, I even disregard them, I don't care what's going to happen. And sometimes I can even catch myself that if somebody feels bad, I kind of enjoy it. Inside, I feel joy that somebody else, something bad happens to him. Doesn't happen? All the time. Okay. I'm also saying, God forbid, when bad things can happen to people, and I don't care, I didn't even hear about them. I feel good. That's nature. You're looking at me like you don't have this. Okay. Now, this is the desire to receive the regular desire to receive. That's the nature we were born with, and with that nature, where we live. But it keeps revealing itself only in the measure that I want to be good and unite with the others. Without spirituality yet, without true acts of bestowal, we try to unite, but it's still not bestowal. It's before and opening our eyes, what we say about the Torah, before the machsom, before those things. Now, we're speaking about a different stage, that after the 13 years, when I start doing real actions of bestowal, here up to 13 years, I did actions to get out of my ego. But I only tried to get out of my ego. And then I recognized my evil that's in me, that I don't want it. I keep falling, to dropping to a bigger ego until those 13 years. After 13 years, I don't do actions to get out of my ego, but I already do actions of bestowal. And in those actions of bestowal, I discover gadlut, the greatness of the Creator, eternity, wholeness of all of reality, the light, and then a real desire to receive for those things turns on in me. How to steal that? How will I be in control? I feel who the king is. Here, the real desire to receive is revealed, not from just actions and exertion to try and get out of my ego, but from actions of bestowal, when the great light appears in them. then I fail. That is already something very juicy, very special. And then the desire to receive that you receive then, that is towards the light, the upper light. It's times a billion bigger than anything you can right now you discover here. It's not even... Yeah.
Why do I have the feeling that I have like jealousy for Pharaoh? Is there such a thing that I'm jealous of Pharaoh?
I don't know what. The fact that they built a nice home for him?
No, Pharaoh is something that in your corporeality, let's say you know that he has, that's well received, that's greater. I don't want to say now Obama that I'm jealous of him or something like that. But in general, you see someone that's completely into his dosh, he's not studying Kabbalah or anything, and he's an egoist, you know, who knows what, because if not, he wouldn't reach the being the president of the United States. But you're jealous of him. But you say, well, I would like to be like him. It's jealousy. Is that good jealousy or bad jealousy? Is it advancing me to somewhere or not?
Look, if you were instead of him, so you were like him. Exactly. I don't know. Look, instead of Pharaoh, instead of, I don't know, the place makes the man, but that's why there's nothing to really be jealous of, all those people. But look, it's natural, I don't know, to yearn for corporeal things that are respectable in the eyes of people, but it's not... All in all, it's it passes. You get through it. Man has to... Truthfully, we're not smart. We never understand what's in front of us. And also now, what we're studying, we're only studying just to have a bit more place for exertion. We awaken the surrounding lights.
No. Ken.
Yeah.
13 years is until Malchut corrects itself? Or reveals itself?
No.
I'll ask. We learn that even from the writings that we don't choose to reveal the evil. Even Moses didn't choose to reveal the evil. The Creator told him to go to Egypt and take the nation of Israel out of there. He didn't want it. He wanted to remain in certain katnut.
Yeah, the nature of Moshe is katnut.
Now, you always explain to us that katnut is a very great thing. It maybe sounds like smallness, but there's something very qualitative in it, in this quality. You explained to us a few days ago, for example, that in Yom Kippur, Kabbalists knew how to do a meal and watch and look at it and not eat. So what's this? What are they explaining to us here? What discernment does this degree?
Well, what do you want to tie this to? You don't understand.
We talked just now about the 13 years and the after 13 years, the two actions that are before how we behave, and after that, when it becomes the excessive will to receive, and we all of a sudden want to receive all the lights, and here we need to be in bestowal towards this thing. It really connects to what you talked about during the lesson and also on the workshop yesterday. Is there such a thing that a Kabbalist discovers and that it's after 13 years?
Before 13 years, it's not even, no.
That's why I asked, because the Malchut only discovers itself after the end of 13 years.
Yeah, I now understood what you said, yeah. Gilad.
Not once we see in relation to dissemination that people who get closer to us, they see, oh, it's a wonderful thing, it's very interesting, it's wondrous, and slowly they enter. And if it happens too fast, and they're pretty shooken up on the gap between what they appears to them and what it comes down to implementation. I think if there's something that scares people off, mostly from dissemination, is that they see something that is in contradiction to what they thought previously. Maybe it needs to happen to agree with this. Or maybe we need to do some kind of more gradual, slower move.
You have to understand that the first stages of people that come into Kabbalah, I'm talking Kabbalah, not Arvut, not mutual guarantee, to the wisdom of Kabbalah, are stages that man opens himself and he opens his trash can, what we say, and he starts stinking. That's what Rabash used to say, that it's a trash can that is closed, and then when it's closed, it's fine. It just stands there, it's green. You open it, what happens? Stinks. That's man. And that's why we need patiently to treat it. Yes.
How do we protect or keep it? Because that, all in all, it harms our dissemination. If someone gets closer and then he runs away, he could even be a negative component.
Also, those negative people, finally, there's no choice. Everything advances to one direction, and don't be scared. We have to try not to push people away from here, from this process, by, I don't know, talking to them in a rude way or... No. We have to be good in the eyes of the people. That's a mitzvah. But the fact that they need to see good stuff. Like with kids. They grow from nice examples, from pleasant examples. That's the way we have to organize it, nice and pleasant for them. Yes.
Only in order to understand the stage of after 13 years, that's the spiritual state?
Look, it's exertion to come out of the ego. Is that spiritual or not? Of course it's spiritual. Who deals with this?
No, what I'm asking now is after someone goes past the machsom, actually?
No, this isn't machsom yet, but it's serious. 13 years, it's a serious effort. Now, you want to organize it according to entering Egypt, leaving Egypt. I don't even want to talk about it right now. Let me make some order in here. Then once it settles, we'll start loading more information on this. Yes.
The process that you described here, can we also describe it towards the process that humanity is going through?
Guys, I don't want to. You're a wise one. I said no when you're asking. We're talking about what is written here. Man himself. Then humanity, then history, then the Israelites in Egypt, then the rest. Chanoch.
There's, in the framework of this process, it happens at least with me, that you're aware that you're about to fail, and something that the path is completely clear to you, and with that, it's clear to you that you're going to fail there.
Why? That's the lack of faith in the Creator.
Okay.
Well, it's a sign that the society doesn't support you in a way that you feel that if I will scream and demand, so it'll help. The society supposedly doesn't support that security in you. And then you don't try anything anyway, you don't advance, because what am I advancing for?
No, I'm not talking about not advancing.
We don't have this feeling in the air here that I'm going to demand and succeed. And that's the society failing.
I'm talking otherwise. I'm talking that it's good that I reveal that place that I know it's not good. I mean, the path is very clear to me, but somehow I'm kind of like stuck with my head in the wall, and somehow I'm even happy about this, and I kind of enter into it.
No. That's not good. You're not going to fail. You're going to get out of your ego. You're always going to go do good things and discover good. And if instead of that, the evil shows itself, so that's what's supposed to happen.
The evil will be revealed.
You don't know in advance. Every moment, you're going for Gemar Tikkun. That's it. Not less. You're going for less? Doesn't suit you.
I'm going with my maximum.
Yeah, that's called Gemar Tikkun. Me, now, right now, I want it to happen.
And the more you go with this maximum, the gap is real.
There's no more than maximum. There's only maximum.
You're giving your maximum, and you come to that same place of the abyss, and the abyss is just getting bigger and bigger. But
learn from babies how they're constantly searching, constantly running. They're always...
What I'm saying is that somehow I'm comfortable with this chase, with this run, with this thought that maybe I really can attain something.
That also depends on society. Yes, Owen.
Rav, the lesson is going to be over soon, and we're getting closer to the European convention. Maybe you could focus us with our intentions throughout the day, for in a sense.
Okay, we also have tomorrow morning. We have a lesson. I'm going to leave tomorrow afternoon. I get to Europe in 2 a.m. I'll get there. I don't know if I'll be in the lesson from Saturday to... No, wait. Sorry. I get there on Sunday, Monday. I don't know if there's going to be a lesson because I'm going to get there right before the lesson's supposed to start. And I hope that you're going to organize everything and get ready nicely. We have a lot of material, a lot of plans that we have to go through in Passover. It's going to be very thick, a lot of stuff to go through. So I'm really asking everybody to prepare the maximum they can and clear themselves for this holiday that will really attack, a great attack. Also, also the convention in Europe. The convention in Europe, I think it's mainly unity, connection, that through that connection around the European United Group, we also need to put efforts that everybody in Europe will feel that the solution to all the problems, to that big problem, is in dissemination, the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Arvut, the integral education, and hope that we'll be able to unite the European group the big European group? Be with us. And again, it's only under the condition that you don't have to put efforts in preparing the center for all the days of Passover. That's the main thing right now. And be with us, the main thing is to be with us in Kavanah. I don't think there's new material there or some new deep knowledge I'm going to say there. It's more around organizing. The main thing I expect from you is to be with the right intention. Have your hands busy in preparing for Passover, and your head be dealing with unity around the European Congress. Yes. So.
Only to add that truly all the world is in support of this. In North America, there are huge mirror congresses. We can even see, if you can see San Francisco right now, there's our friend Chaim Turkia is there right now. There's also going to be a very big mirror congress in the West and also in Los Angeles and San Francisco together. And then Chaim will come to New York and there'll be a big mirror congress there. So really everyone is in support there. And everyone is together with us. So, together.
So, good. Strengthen ourselves and prepare. And, till tomorrow.
Announcement for the end. The World Congress in Europe. Dear friends, we're happy to invite everyone to a Congress for Unity, a place for us to strengthen the connection between us. This coming weekend, 22nd to 24th of March, Frankfurt, Germany, for details and for registration, eurocongress.info. We will finish right now and have a great day.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest. My journey's just begun. It's all uphill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel, and I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop, but my heart is strong. Suddenly, he is by my side, pushing me. This love I can't explain, and all I want is for him to attend. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken, let's use this light to attack. We move on. The rain is coming down, the path is tough, but we hold each other up. It really slows us down, we're both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Covenant, we're starting to bestow. Suddenly, they are by our side. It is the only way. Yashakel, let's turn this night into day. Yashakel, I'm not turning back.